Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes.
So we're back with episode number two. Thank you so much for all of you guys who listened, left us reviews, you know, supported us. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, well, like we really appreciate it. You know, it's like motivation for us to keep on going, you know, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. We're appreciative that y'all enjoy it also, you feel me?
Right, and keep tuning in, you know, refer us to your friends. If you want us to sponsor your stuff on here, you know, send it to us, sisters and brothers.
Get it business in here for the community, you feel me?
We all making it out the hood.
Yeah, we all making it out, inshallah, one way or another.
All right, so today's episode is going to revolve around something we talked about in the introduction, which people, you know, hit us up and want us to go more into depth about it, and that was about how we made the comment that we were married for 2 years before we moved in together, you know. So we wanted to go into depth how the culture plays a part in that, how Islam, you know, plays a part in that. So we're gonna talk about how we met.
Yeah,
that's the first thing. So Habi, you can, you know, go away with that.
Yeah, you know, alhamdulillah. So we met during the time of COVID, you know.
2020,
you know, like around June, July or whatnot. You know, I remember it was during COVID that time, you know, Gumby and Kid's live was on point. Hijabi Princess, may Allah bless her. Her live was on point. You know, there was a lot of lives going on during that time. So,
yeah, and Hijabi Princess would do.
Yeah, she was like Hijabi Princess would do, like, sometimes we go and we read the Quran or sometimes we do trivia. You understand what I mean? So one time I gained the courage. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read today. You know what I'm saying? So, alhamdulillah, that day I chose to recite, alhamdulillah. And then I seen in the comment, wifey wrote something. I don't know exactly what she wrote.
That time I was not wifey, so don't
future be wifey. Get thank
you. I mean, you didn't know.
You know I'm going to say wifey because at the end of the day, you're my wife
just
now.
Just say binta.
Whatever. It's wifey. Get thank you. But she wrote something, and I remember seeing that, and I was like, oh, wow.
You can't say wifey because there was other people up in there, too.
Hey, babe.
Just refer to me as Binta, who you knew me at that point in time in life.
Babe. Okay, sorry. Binta. Mm-hmm. You happy? Binta. Binta. Yes. Binta. Rosa. It's weird saying Binta.
I'm not saying I'm not his wife, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you guys a story how it was at that point in time.
She wants,
not 4 years from then, you know?
Okay. All right, so Binta, you know, if you want, I let not spell out. I can spell
right,
it out.
Good, bro. Just continue.
Okay. But yeah, so Binta wrote something, you know, it caught me. Like, I was like, okay, let me see who this girl is.
What did I say? Don't act like I said anything special.
Hey, babe, did you say Allah Mubarak? I think
it
you said Allah Mubarak.
It was like showing you that you know,
like mashallah, Allah Mubarak, like that, something huh? like that. Right. So, you know, obviously, I see that. I'm like, okay, you and I, who is this? I went, seen her. I was like, okay. So, you know, we talked. And then fast forward to like around what time? Like around August.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember she hit me up with, like, if you want to continue getting to know me, you have to hit up my father. I said, hold up, this girl is. She said, like, she's not on that time. Like, this.
Friend, let me tell you, sisters and brothers. Well, sisters, mainly.
Yeah, tell your sisters what's
don't
up.
Don't be here wasting your time. If you think you're secure in the bag, don't be sitting with him talking to him. Point time after time after time without your parents or your mahrams being involved. You know, it's very important Islamically that we take that step.
Yeah.
You know, it protects us from a lot of things. It protects the guys from a lot of things, but mainly, you know, you protect yourself.
100%. So, you know, she wasn't playing that. She said, you want to talk to me or continue getting to know me? You got to hit up my parents. I'm looking at her like, wow. I said, you know, alhamdulillah, I've been looking for a person who was serious, you know, about marriage. So, alhamdulillah, it was like a sign. Like, you know what I mean? So, one, I go to my father and I'm telling him, like, yo, dad, I found a woman that I want to marry. My dad was surprised. He was like, how long y'all been talking? I said, that don't matter. I said, bro, this is the woman
Brother,
I want
just
to
know
marry.
I'm ready. I'm
Yeah, I
ready.
just, yeah. I said, Pops, I'm ready. He said, okay, no problem. My dad is not complicated when it comes to those things. Alhamdulillah. That's one thing I'm grateful about my father. Like, when you say you found someone,
right?
Okay, bet. He's down with it.
And
he's
let me set the tone for where my parents are in this point in time in their life. Right now, I've got many marriage proposals. I've declined every single marriage proposal. I've mm-hmm. never brought anyone to them to say that, oh, I want this person.
Till the king arrives.
Okay, this is important. Think about this. Please relax. Think about where my parents are at this point in time, because it will make sense later down in the story.
Okay, yeah. So, alhamdulillah, like I said, I went to my father. I spoke with him. He said, okay, what's her father's name? I told him the dad's name. He said, okay, bet. I'm going to get in contact with him. And we're gonna make this happen.
Mm-hmm. So he got my dad's number.
I said, Pop, you know the vibe.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
He added extra stuff to this too.
Babe, I was mad happy when he said that.
Okay. So he got my dad's number. Now I'm gonna take over the story. He got my dad's number. Mm-hmm. He called my dad.
My dad called your dad.
Yeah, he called his dad called my dad. And at this point, we're like, I mean, my parents didn't know who your parents were, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad was like, okay, no problem. I'll talk to my mom. I'll talk to my mom about it. And, you know, we'll hit you guys back with a more affirmative answer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it gave some time, maybe 2 weeks went by, something, you know, some time went by. And, you know, this is all them doing their research. You know, this is very important to talk about in Soninke culture, right?
Yeah, like the Saronghulus, they are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like they know each other's ins and outs,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, for example, her dad and my dad didn't really know each other,
mm-hmm.
or her mom and my mom didn't know each other. You understand? Right. So it was like, you know, they're not going to give their child to someone who
they don't know
about. Like, they don't know nothing about my family. So mm-hmm. it was like, who's your dad? Who's your mom? Wait, where? Like, you know what I mean? And we live far from the Saronghulus. So it's like, our families is not like always with, you know what I mean? Yeah. We live deep, you feel me?
Hence to say that's why our parents are always, you know, even this is not just started with Soninke, to be honest. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you know, give your people to people with good backgrounds. You know, like, no, for real, like, they will check into your people's families and stuff like that and make sure that they come from good families.
Yeah, you don't want to give your child to a family who's criminals or who's going to abuse your child.
So even though that my parents didn't know of his family specifically, but they heard from people that, okay, they're good people and this,
yes,
that's toward the nature.
Let me say that part, because so what happened was they was asking around to get to know who's, like, mm-hmm. who knows my family.
Mm-hmm.
So alhamdulillah, then there one lady knows one of my people who's been to Bachili, right?
Don't say people name on
it. Oh, okay, sorry. But, you know, like a neighbor of ours. Mm. So, yeah, so they hit up. I already took the name because I guess all of them. But, yeah, so they hit her up. When they hit her up, so, you know, she knows me as a good kid. So she was like, yo, don't let this pass your daughter. Like, right, don't let this opportunity pass. Like, he's one of a kind. Yo, she, alhamdulillah, this is what Saronghulus loose.
She hyped
my name up to the point where auntie me and my uncle Sahaba no crying to make it.
For those who don't speak Soninke, he said that she hyped him up. Where you would think that he's part of the
Sahabas.
People that was with the
Sahaba. Yeah, part of the Fapis group. Like, you would assume that was the case. But, you know, so, yeah, she told them, yo, don't let this opportunity miss you. He's a great guy, yada, yada, yada. You know, one thing led to another, and then, you know, that information got to her parents.
Right, you know, all good news, they heard it. You know, alhamdulillah, everybody would want to hear that same news about somebody that they're trying to, you know, that's someone that's trying to marry their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, like, all, what's the word? They be like, oh, whatever, I'm not going to say that, but, you know, all behold, or something like that. My parents.
Long behold.
That's what they said. Long behold.
Yeah, long behold.
Uh-huh, long behold.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, they got the good news, but they said it's a dub.
Huh?
You remember?
Oh yeah. I remember that. Okay,
and
they said,
I'm telling you guys this why I told you that behind. I've never bought anybody. I've rejected all proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never bought anyone for myself and be like, I want this person. So imagine they're like, is this kind of suspicious or something, you know? And plus, my parents wanted me to, like, get married within the family at the same time, too. And this is someone that is not even from my village.
Yeah.
Far, far away from my village.
We from the Gambisara.
We know that. They know that.
The place that gave birth to the Gambia. Gambia. Okwanda Gambia Sara. Don't forget that.
Anyways. So.
Gambisara.
They was like, they're not 100% sure about it. But then, you know, after a couple of probably a week or so. Me and my mom always talking about it. And then she was like, my dad was really like firm, like, nah, it's a W, like, no. But then after a while, my mom was like, if I really want him, she will do her best to talk to my dad. And, you know, alhamdulillah, my dad ended up accepting it, right? He was like, it's okay, you know, all right.
That's the thing, like, with the Africans, like, the dads normally, when it comes to the daughter, they're a little bit more strict.
Yeah,
well, definitely. Not all, because some actually are cool, but I've noticed that I hear a lot of stories of a lot of fathers who dubs it, you know what I mean? Like, no, no, yeah, yeah, because they want the daughter to get married within their family,
or they already have somebody aligned for them to marry.
Yeah, like, they got somebody in mind, like, yo, hold up, but that's not how Islam says. In our religion, like I said, if they want each other, and they're both good Muslims or good people, good Muslims, or mostly good people.
No, but, good Muslims, good people, yes.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, if you're a good Muslim, that means you're a good person automatically. You understand? So we're going to keep it at, because it's Muslims marrying. I know how. So, good Muslims, right? Boom. Then you actually give them to each other. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the Salam Khula, there's a lot of things to it. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot, but that's what I'm saying. I noticed that. But even during the time, Binta was sad and whatnot. You know, I was like, don't, let's not discourage it. Inshallah, it's going to work out.
I thought it was a dub. I never went through this before. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, this is the first person I brought to my parents, and they acting like it's the end of the world or something. Not the end of the world, but you know what I'm saying? I was really distraught. I was really sad about it. But, you know, Biagi kept on telling me, you know, don't give up. You know, we're going to keep praying, make istikhara and stuff like that. And it definitely did help. Dua is really the key to everything.
Wallahi, dua.
Hey, all right, so let's go. August, September.
I never woke up in the middle of the night. Like, wake up in the middle of the night to do tahajjud.
Right, yeah.
I was not doing that, but during that time, Allah heard me for sure, because I just kept calling, yo, Lord, I need you right now, man. Like,
alhamdulillah,
He came through. Like, us. Allah comes through. Always remember, maybe that dua might not be answered in that right moment, that time that you, like, that exact moment, but will be answered. Because we thought it was a dub at the end, but then we kept saying our duas, you know what I'm saying? And alhamdulillah, Allah opened her parents' hearts for them to accept me. Alhamdulillah. And trust me, I love both our parents.
And ever since that, they love me. Like, they be treating him like he's their own son.
Especially her mom. I love her mother.
Okay.
She's really great.
What do you think? So, okay, let's fast forward into like November, right? November is when they did the Gorokambia. Gorokambia is, would you like to explain that?
Yeah, Gorokambe.
It's like a plant or something. Is it a plant?
No
something
idea.
Something that grows from the ground.
It's something
that like the husband's
like
family.
A vegetable? I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but
something like that.
Basically, the husband family will take it to my family to say, okay, we want your daughter, and if they accept this goro or this plant, whatever it is,
Then boom. That's like got married.
Right, exactly.
It's like both families agree.
They'll probably do 2-3 rounds of this sometimes, to be honest.
No, but the thing is, ours was like that, but some people's is like, they send the goro first, right? And then sometimes the girl will say no or yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I want your daughter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, obviously.
But you know, even sometimes what I heard, like, some families, they will send the first goro, and then they will be like, hey, gajanaika.
Huh?
Like, it's like kind of telling them, okay, bring the second goro.
Oh, like the first, we're not sure right now, no, and then bring it again.
Gajanaika means like, okay, we accepting it, but, you know, bring another goro.
Oh,
you know
really? Yeah. Oh, I never heard of that.
I don't know if gajanaika or like, what I'm saying is a mouse ate it, mice ate it. But to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. So y'all might have to correct me, to be honest. But so, okay, let's go. This story is all over the place.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. We didn't want to make these a long, long episodes, but this one is very important.
Yeah, but hope you guys are enjoying it.
Even like when the goros, my uncles, you know, they went all the way to Sevi and
okay,
whatnot.
This is the thing we wanted to say. They didn't. They do our nikah in America. They didn't do it in Africa.
Yes, ours was done in Africa.
My dad requested that his people take it to his elder brother in our village.
Yes.
So how do you feel about that? Do you feel like we should have been present, or what do you feel about that?
I mean, for me personally, I'm not gonna lie, I was just grateful that they accepted it. Mm-hmm. That was my main thing, that it was accepted, because it was a fear, would they accept it or not? So I really didn't care. My mindset was, please, Allah, let them accept it, and they did. But I feel like it's better in Qatar only because it's cheaper.
That's true.
To be honest.
And even like my dad's older brother is the one, may Allah grant him Jannah. He passed away.
Yeah, may Allah forgive him.
I mean, he is the one that even set my dowry price.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Out of respect, I guess, you know, my dad just gave
but
it to him.
That's what I'm saying. Because
which
of
is
that,
not. They should have asked me what I wanted.
It makes... they should have asked you. I think that's how it's supposed to be, if I'm not wrong.
I don't know. What would we be doing?
What would you have said? How much would you have said?
I probably would have asked for like a K. 1K.
I'm not done.
Oh. I'd ask for 1K. Then I would have asked for you to take me to Hajj.
Oh, as a dowry?
Yeah, you can do that.
Wait, but at the moment?
No, not at the moment. Like, okay. You know, you give to her whenever, you know, you can. Well, I mean, I would have probably said within the first year of marriage, we go to Hajj. And then I would like another trip, you know, to somewhere.
Yeah, Allahumma. Allah Nuwari, that the parents were the ones who did it, Kendi. Hearing all of that. I mean, obviously, going to Hajj is a part of the plan one day, you feel me? But, but like I said, it's
so this was 2020. Okay, yeah, I get the story. This was 2020. And my husband thinks it was
easier
in Qatar,
the village, I feel like, because theirs is not as expensive. They look at it in Dallas.
No,
so they're not gonna wild.
But definitely he talked to my dad about it, babe. It was kind of like a conversation.
Obviously, they have a discussion with it, but I'm saying, like, you know how some people actually only do it through Qatar? All
right, but I don't want you guys to say, I'm not going to say my dowry. I'm not going to say my dowry.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to say the money.
I'm going to say it was more than 1K. It was more than 1K.
Yeah. Well, but I would say, because I heard some people's how much they had to pay. Well, I was grateful when they hit me with the price. I say, only that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so this is November 11, 2020. They did the goro. We officially married, but we did not move in together until 2022 of August. 2 years went by. So how do you feel? Like, do you feel like we should have moved in together, or what do you think?
I feel like, we all know the situation. Manzim was collecting the bread at the time.
Right, it gave you time to, like,
that
establish.
Time I was on hustle. Two jobs. That's when I started the two jobs. Now that I think of it, that's exactly when the grind really started happening. Right.
But, so it was good, though. I felt like, you know, it gave you some time to okay, this is the life that I'm getting into. But this is something that I really wish a lot of our Sonny gay men would do. Hmm. Be ready before you find a wife.
Why you say that?
No, I'm not saying you weren't ready, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it puts such a time gap on, like, when you move in with your husband. You know, because if they did the nikah and, you know, things were set and stuff, you can move in probably a month later. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's not only on the guy, though, because sometimes the guy is ready and the girl's family is not.
Right, you're right. Like, so you gotta understand, getting your clothes ready.
Some parents want you to have, like, give it a year or so.
But, you know, I also think we'd be doing so much with these weddings, with all the clothes and stuff that we'd be doing. Yeah. That's what makes it more even longer. Yeah. If I could go back, I mean, even before we got married, this is something that I wanted to do. I did not want a big wedding. I did not want all these clothes. But, you know.
Don't say I. Say we.
Right. We didn't want it. But, you know, being the first daughter, the first son, he's kind of like. Ugh.
Yeah, they make it more of a big thing, especially for a daughter. For us guys, our not parents really don't care that deep. It's not
my
that deep to
was
them.
Not having it.
If anything, my mom is. She's not jacking that. You know what I mean? She's like, no big wedding. I said, Ma, did you not see my wife? And she said, yeah, you're right. She definitely looked like she's not into that type of vibe.
So let's go back to our nikah. We were not one of the people that participated in doing in the contract. First of all, we didn't even know. All right, let's go back. We didn't even know that they were doing the goro that day. My mom just told me one day, oh, they did your goro. She's telling our family members.
No, I had an inkling because my dad told me that they.
You know, but I did not know.
Yeah. My dad told me, like, yo, your uncle's is about to go take the goro.
And when my mom told me, my heart dropped. I was like, already?
Oh.
Already?
You
already
but you the one that was ready to go.
I was ready, but when it actually happens, you know how, like,
nervous
like,
you got?
I'm married. Like, I'm actually married.
What were you thinking?
I was definitely nervous. And then, you know, I knew I was ready and stuff. I mean, you never are really ready for marriage, to be honest, in my eyes. But, you know, I knew I was ready. I was telling you, I'm ready. Talk to my father. You know?
I remember when she told me, I was like, you sure?
Once she told me they did it, I was like, oh, am I ready?
That's when you got cold feet, is what they call it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, good thing you made it to the altar. Well, let me not say the altar, to the masjid.
Good thing you made
made it to the masjid. Because that would have been in.
Okay, but what I was saying, we didn't do a contract.
No. We didn't do no marriage contract.
Do you think that we should have did that? I feel like we verbally had a marriage contract.
Yeah, though. It was like, I feel like, okay, when you say contract, what would you have put in your contract? Because I don't think the guy gives one, does he?
No.
It's only the lady that does it?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think most of the time it's the girls that...
Yeah, not the guys.
But let me tell you something. We do have a marriage contract verbally. We're not going to talk about it here, but you know our marriage contract verbally.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
I'm not holding on to it.
We have a marriage contract verbally. We didn't write it down, but would you have liked us to write it down?
I mean, I ain't going to lie. Mm. You know how my brain is. Sometimes I forget. Remember, sometimes I forget. So I feel like having it written will help to remind the guy, this is what you committed to.
Oh, beautiful. Beautifully said.
This is exactly.
Good job. High five.
You ready now? You already know the vibes. But yeah, like, you know, this is what you committed to. So it's always going
to
be like...
Yeah, even for your wife too, you know, for you guys to, you know, always remember, you know.
Yeah,
this is what I want in a marriage, you know. Yeah, because I think it's definitely a great idea. For our kids, we should definitely do that.
For our kids?
Inshallah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think a marriage contract, there's nothing wrong with it. Because, like I said, it's a reminder to both of y'all. But it could be a thing where... You rub it in the guy's face. We're not having that.
You don't know.
Like, he makes one little mistake. Oh, look, you said this. No.
That's bad, buddy.
We're not having that.
Now, we're having a calm, peaceful marriage. That's what we pray for everybody.
Inshallah.
Okay, so, you know, August 22, we moved in together in the summertime. And, you know, we found an apartment. It was not that hard. And kudos to me. I put that work in to get this apartment, to be honest.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was too busy working the two jobs, so don't blame me.
I was working too. Hey, yo, babe. He be acting like doing
it was
brother,
the truth.
Brother.
If I was See, doing brother. One, girl,
even
I been
now
on
that we've been married for almost 2 years, he still bring these two jobs up.
It's the two jobs.
Bro, let me tell you, people are gonna make time for the things that they want and love to do.
Yeah, you think I didn't want to get married?
No, I'm not saying you don't want to get married. No, it's fine. Like back down on this two job thing. You act like you do two jobs, you can't do nothing else in the world.
No. But what I'm saying is, yes, I appreciate that she was like,
yes, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
You know what I'm saying? She was on it. I ain't gonna lie. Finding the apartment and all that.
Calling brokers.
I think because what I was looking at, a lot of them dealt with brokers and stuff like that. Yeah, we were trying not to get a broker, but then we ended up doing a broker because it was almost impossible. It was not impossible,
especially
but
in New York,
it was hard, especially in New York, to like get an apartment without a broker, you know, and the broker has his fees, hence why I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, but we ended up doing it anyways.
Because the apartment was like, it was too good to like miss
like
out
the
on.
The apartment
I'm not
we have is not like a normal, it is a normal size apartment.
Yeah, remember the apartment we went to in Jersey?
Yeah, we were trying to live in Jersey, actually, but, you know, I guess that changed.
That apartment, we got there. The front door was already open. You all said no. And then we looked at the mailbox.
The mailboxes were broken.
All of them were broken. I said, you can't be kidding me. We are not living here.
We would literally not be receiving any mail because we were going to come and steal our mail.
I don't know where we would be if we would have moved to that spot.
Probably came back.
And it was small, too.
Yeah, it was
like
small.
The room was small.
We wanted to move to Jersey, but, you know, we just came
because we thought it was cheaper. But then there's a lot of things that we didn't think about.
It's like we working in New York. Our family's in New York. The
tolls. Meaning I would take the tolls every day. We didn't put those into consideration. So if you are planning to like go live in Jersey, remember, tolls is there.
Right. And if your family's here too, you know.
Yeah, you always come visit. Unless if you work in Jersey and your family's in Jersey, well,
I
would say
it's
not a problem. You can find a nice place there. But if your family is here, you got your job is like your whole thingy is here. I'm not going to say it's not a good idea because depending on what you make, you probably make it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because, you know, you also have to pay New Jersey and New York taxes if you're paying.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something to consider, too.
Yeah, I'm throwing it. So it's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So where was we at?
Well, we basically are finishing. I tell them where we now.
Yeah, then we just, you know, got married and alhamdulillah. We're still here.
Yeah, we're still in
and
the same
apartment.
And we
pray that we continue to be here till Jannah.
Inshallah, married till, you know, we reunite Jannah to the Fidels. We have beautiful children, our beautiful families and friends. May Allah grant us all Jannah to the Fidels, may Allah guide us all.
Amina, ya Allah.
But, you know, that's pretty much it, right? Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this short story time.
Yes.
Hope it wasn't rushed. How much minutes we got on here?
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to it.
How much?
Temple little 4 minutes.
Dembele?
Dembele, 20.
Oh, that's not bad, to be honest.
I ain't gonna lie, I told you. I thought we was going to be doing 10-minute type podcast.
No, no, no. I knew I was like, we should do like 40 minutes. But 20 minutes is not bad, actually. That's really good.
Yeah, because nobody want to really sit down and listen for
Babe,
a whole.
That's you. But people will sit for hours and watch podcasts like
that. I ain't going to lie. That ain't me, though. That's why I said I was going to be making 10-minute podcasts when I set out for this journey. I said 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to pass that. And then I looked at the time. 10 minutes, get done. I said, and I was still in the middle of talking. I said, yeah, ain't no way I could stop right now. You feel me?
Not me, but alhamdulillah, thank you guys for tuning in once again to another BMB edition episode.
We appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm. We love you guys. And yeah, oh, if you guys ever want to leave suggestions for other things that we should talk about, just write it in the review section so we can see it.
Yeah
and
or text Binta on me, you know.
Yeah, but not everybody, probably people here don't have our numbers and stuff like that, so you can't say that.
You're right,
unless you want to give your number out.
Oh no, because I ain't gonna have no strangers calling me up in here.
No, these are not strangers. These are our family. This is our family.
There's people who we know, alhamdulillah.
And what about the people that we don't know and they're supporting
us? Let's say, for example, I put my number on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allah makes it that we're successful. We get like a million views or listeners.
Oh, yeah,
millions.
Eventually.
Uh-huh, eventually. And then out of nowhere, they hear this. Oh, this is Yagi's number? I'm about to hit him up.
Yeah,
nah, we're not finna
one
have
one day
that.
I'm going to drop my podcast, and if everybody could just donate $1... Huh? To make me rich,
if we have a million,
cash at me $1, a million pop people just donate me $1.
Yeah, we rich.
Rich. Yeah, when that my cash
you?
App.
Me, us.
It's my money, bro. Your money, and my money's my money. I mean, your money's our money, and my money's my money.
Don't get again. That's true.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right. Till next time, inshallah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.